Hi, folks, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it is Wednesday. Today, I would love for us to talk about one small thing, and that's called priorities. I don't know about you, but it seems like every week I am challenged with greater responsibility to prioritize what I spend my time, my resources, and my efforting on. Well, over in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 40, beginning in verse 45, the scriptures say, "He said to me, 'The room facing the south is for the priests who have charge of the temple.'" Now think about that. The room facing the south is for the priests who have charge of the temple. And the room facing north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who are the only Levites who may draw near to the Lord to minister before him. Now, you say, "Chuck, I've never read that passage, or if I have, I don't remember it, and how on earth could that help me on this Monday in the middle of summer?" Well, let me give you a few thoughts here. First, when we draw near to God, before we attempt to do things for others, before we attempt to minister to anybody or try to do good deeds, this is the proper sequence for how we are supposed to serve the Lord. We start with drawing near to God. If we don't, then what'll happen is you'll serve others in your own strength and you'll have limited ability. You might get a pat on the back, but not from the Spirit of God. Ministry without the Spirit of God's entitlement leads to burnout and will inevitably lead to great challenges of bewilderment in your own life. You see, we're not meant to serve in the flesh because followers of Jesus have the privilege of drawing near to him and being freshly filled hour by hour, day by day, with the Spirit he left us and motivation. You see, as we draw near to Jesus, we'll naturally draw near to others. I mean, it's one of those things where if we get the sequence right, if we get the priority right, everything else will happen right. I have folks that just really have a struggle when I say, "At Sugar Hill Church, we believe the Bible's a big deal, that Jesus is the biggest deal, and we best show that when we serve others that are in need." Well, I think the hang-up comes into, does that sound too loose? Does it sound too soft? I see it the other way around. Because when we draw near to the Word of God, we are naturally drawn nearer to the presence of God in the person of Jesus, and then we are more receptive to the Spirit of God that we might be able to serve people out of His love, not ours. You see, we can't draw near to God if we're near failure. We can't draw near to God if we're afraid of what's going to happen that we can't control. I think a lot of us stay busy in our life, but we may not do the best thing we could. We just do a lot of things. You know, hyperactivity in our activities without knowing that this is what God wants us to do and letting him prioritize the action of our heart will drive us, because what will happen is we'll fear everything and believe it depends on us. You see, I am confident that the more we make a big deal about the Word of God, we will most certainly make a bigger deal about Jesus than anything else in our life. Make drawing near to the Lord a holy habit of your life. You look back at that passage and you think, "Okay, I don't understand that." Well, the passage in many ways is saying what needs to happen is, like the Levites that were facing north and south, draw near to God first before you attempt to go minister to people in the name of God. You know what? What this says is, before you go to that preschool class, draw near to the Lord yourself. Before you go to assist the church in ministering with backpacks, make sure that you draw near to the Lord first. The teaching here is that we need to make drawing near to the Lord a holy habit in our life. We need to change our thinking so that no decision, no activity will define our activities until we've communed with Christ. You see, don't commit to do the work of the ministry until you have met with the master of ministry. It's better to have one engaged in ministry who has first drawn near to God than to have a dozen operating in their own strength. Those who operate apart from God's direction give Christian ministry a bad name. You see, God isn't impressed with our flesh-driven fools that flash our good deeds as a badge of pride. And man, I did it. Look what I did. I should be blessed because of what I did. So you see, when we draw near to him, we have prioritized Jesus appropriately. And when we do, people become dearer and our own needs become less important, and we draw near to Him in our heart, for this is where our affections will lie. When we draw near to the Lord and let Him touch our lips with life-giving words of hope, words of encouragement, words of rebuke, then when we draw near to God and allow Him to unleash what He's doing in our life, all of a sudden we're freed up. We have great freedom in His Spirit to give with hilarious generosity. Draw near to the Father and experience His love today. Draw near and give Him your listening ear. His voice is both soothing and secure. Draw near to God and you'll minister to others in His power. My friend, don't miss that today. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye now.